This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:14 now, another summertime day as we approach Memorial Day weekend, Tuesday, May 20th. NOLA.com is reporting per a source that a maintenance worker has been arrested at the prison in relation at Orleans Correctional Facility, Justice Facility, in relation to the escape. So we'll have details on that as they become available. Louisiana State Representative Jason Hughes joins us now to talk about the escape at the Orleans Correctional Facility and what he wants to see done. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. I'm great. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Tell me your thoughts when you first heard about all of this, because I know I was just beyond words. I didn't know what to say about it. When you consider that it took an hour, that it was on camera, and that it took 8 hours to notice that they were gone, or whatever, 7 hours, then some additional hours to notify NOPD. I just can't understand any of this. Can you?
Yeah, well, I was left completely speechless and perplexed when I found out on Friday. I was actually still in Baton Rouge. We had just passed the budget bills the day before, so I was wrapping up some work here. And I guess around 11 a.m., the way I found out, it was a breaking news alert on my phone. So I wasn't notified via email or any other means. And like I said, this is close to 11 a.m., and then as the details unfolded, initially we thought these escapees got out somewhere between 6:30 a.m. and 8 a.m., but then we learned that, no, they actually escaped in the wee hours of the morning, around 1 a.m. So I remain speechless today as six escapees remain at large. And remember, Tommy, as you know, many of these escapees are charged with some pretty heinous and serious crimes.
So when it comes to an audit, who would conduct it and what would that look like? What would you like to see done?
Yeah, well, I think now at this point we have to approach this from a multi-layered approach, and we all have to operate within our jurisdiction. So I have partnered with Councilmember Helena Moreno, and I sent a letter actually Friday evening to the legislative auditor, Mike Wagesback, who's absolutely phenomenal. He's also a former sheriff down in Assumption Parish. And so I'm asking the legislative auditor to take a keen look at the sheriff's finances. You know, the sheriff is saying that she doesn't have any money. She's blamed everyone but herself, saying that, hey, if the city, if anybody would have given me $5 million, perhaps I could have replaced the faulty locks on the door. But it's my understanding the sheriff, A, is sitting on a fund balance, number one, and then she has various pools of money. There's some type of quote-unquote special fund where the sheriff has funds from vending machines and whatever else. Unlike other agencies, you know, where we can see with transparency where dollars are going, the sheriff has operated with little to no transparency. And so I have asked the legislative auditor to come in and take a really microscopic look at the finances. So that's number one. I've also communicated with our attorney general on Friday, Liz Murrell, I encouraged her office as well as state police to come in, you know, to aid in any type of internal investigation. I frankly have no faith that the sheriff can lead a internal investigation unilaterally. And then, quite frankly, Tommy, I think the FBI is also going to have to come in. So I think this is going to have to be a multifaceted approach as we uncover not only what happened when we look at the security protocols, but also the finances of the sheriff's office.
Ultimately, it's an elected position. What would it entail to make that an appointed position, or would that... I don't know if it'd be any better or not. And Jefferson, I guess it's all about doing a job. Jefferson Parish, an elected position. The sheriff runs that. What about some kind of consolidation of the offices here? Is there? I never could understand, Representative, why the criminal sheriff, and I guess they changed it to just sheriff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now has a motorcycle division, because I don't know why they would need that to guard prisoners, because that's their duty, right? To get them to... guard them and get them to prison on, get them to court on time?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, you know, the inner workings of that. I'm sure there's a good reason why they have a motorcycle division. But, you know, in terms of elected versus appointment, you know, look, elected sheriffs seem to be working in 63 other parishes. And, you know, I just think this now comes down to leadership and qualifications and competence to do the job. And unfortunately, you know, I think anybody that knows me, Tommy, I'm a straight shooter. I don't get caught up in personalities. I respect democracy, but Sheriff Hudson has proven that she's ill-prepared, ill-equipped to lead the sheriff's office. I realize this is an election year, you know, and one could argue, hey, in October, the residents will have the opportunity to select a new sheriff, but I don't think we can wait that long, quite frankly. One of my colleagues, Representative Amy Adato Freeman, on yesterday called for the resignation of Sheriff Hudson, and I certainly join Representative Freeman in her call. I think if the sheriff had any ounce of leadership remaining, any ounce of commitment to the public, to public safety, I think the sheriff should step down immediately.
She will be on with me later on in the hour, Amy Adato Freeman, and Liz Merle will be on with Sheriff Newell Norman at 1:30, I think it is, today. I want to ask you about something that Jason Williams said yesterday, and it relates to just the way the whole prison system works in Louisiana, and you can maybe shed some light on it when we come back, because I think the state immediately transferred 20 criminals out of the Orleans Justice Facility after the break after the breakout happened. So it seems like if that was the case, had these people been transferred before, then maybe they wouldn't have escaped, or maybe these 20 were lucky the 20 didn't escape. I don't know. We'll talk about it more when we come back. Jason Hughes, our guest, Louisiana State Representative, and he just said he joins Representative Amy Adato Freeman in calling for Susan Hudson to step down and resign. 820 traffic now, WWL. 11:30. Susan Hudson. Liz Merle's on with Newell Norman. Not 1:30, 11:30. Go ahead, Joe. All right, 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Representative Jason Hughes, who's calling for an audit of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office after the Great Escape. Representative, I'm trying to understand for people that don't quite get the way it works, and DA Jason Williams saying 20 people were moved after the escape and that maybe they should have been moved to Angola before. Who decides who gets moved to Angola when? How does all of that work? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, with 100% certainty the process, but, you know, from my 21 years in government, you know, it's my understanding that, for example, we know that there are renovations taking place at the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. And so, you know, if Sheriff Hudson wanted to transfer some inmates temporarily while those renovations were taking place, there's nothing that would have prohibited her from working with another sheriff from another parish to transfer those inmates temporarily. And it's my understanding that that per diem, you know, would then follow those inmates at the facility that they're at. So, you know, we see inmates transferred and moved around quite frequently, and there's nothing that would have prohibited that from the sheriff making that request. She obviously just chose not to.
So the office before was troubled. We're going to talk to Marlon Gussman in the 9 o'clock hour. He had, you know, viral videos of prisoners escaping, posting videos, and then being in the French Quarter, then going back to jail, bringing in contraband. I don't know. I mean, can you legislate? Can you put enough rules in place where people, I guess what I'm saying, and the reason I'm fumbling here, Representative, if you got the guy, if it takes them an hour and they're on camera and nobody's watching the cameras, I don't know how you can pass any laws or what an audit's going to do. It's like somebody apparently is clearly not doing their job. And how do you make somebody do that?
Yeah, the audit, you know, and particularly the financial audit, is really for the public to have a keen understanding of how dollars have been spent, and does the sheriff have the appropriate dollars on hand. And it certainly gives all of us as policymakers, you know, information to make keen decisions. Nobody wants to make decisions in a knee-jerk fashion. So that's really the point of the financial audit. You know, Tommy, I think many of us here in Baton Rouge feel like you shouldn't have to legislate common sense. But, you know, given the situation that happened on Friday, Chairwoman Villio, you know, put an amendment on a bill yesterday that will require, you know, if there's some type of escape, that media and the public would have to be notified immediately. But again, to your point, Tommy, I think what happened on Friday comes down to leadership. I often say leadership matters. And this just really comes down to a gross lack of leadership. What's really boiling my blood at this point, I think there were three employees that were suspended on Friday. Those were most likely low-level employees. I think just this morning, just a few minutes ago, we had a maintenance worker that was arrested allegedly in connection with the jailbreak. But I'm not seeing anybody at the top being held accountable, you know, so it's easy to, you know, hold low level employees accountable and say, oh, they should have done more. They should have done their job. But I'm not seeing anybody at the top being held accountable, and the buck stops with the sheriff. And quite frankly, I think what we saw happen Friday, after seeing the sheriff's response, pointing fingers at everyone under the sun but herself, I think this really comes down to malfeasance in office by Sheriff Hudson. And I think you need to see some heads roll at the top. And I think it really needs to start. Accountability needs to start with Sheriff Hudson.
So is there anything legislatively that can be done if something like this repeats itself? If, for example, Susan Hudson gets reelected sheriff and something like this happens again, can you do anything legislatively that would force the removal of the sheriff? Or are there laws now that would?
Well, I think there's laws on the books now that could potentially address this. Look, we're shifting through, you know, every state law at our disposal to see, you know, what can be done or what could possibly prevent this. But, you know, I do think there's probably tools at our disposal currently.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Representative Jason Hughes. We'll talk to a fellow Democrat, Louisiana State Representative Amy Adato Freeman. When we come back, she's calling for the resignation of Susan Hudson. I don't know how you can ask for anything else. Then we'll talk to Marlon Gussman, who was the Orleans Parish Sheriff, compare and contrast. And we'll talk about Joe Biden's cancer. So a lot coming up right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.